You're the singer.
You're the singer.
I am not.
Okay. You want to both do it?
1, 2, 3.
It's wrinkled sheets. Oh, you didn't even do it. Cheated. It's wrinkled sheets. It's wrinkled sheets. It's really kind of neat listening to wrinkled sheets.
Yeah. Nobody wants to hear this one sing.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
We should take you to karaoke one day.
Nobody wants to see that.
Huh?
Nope.
Have you done karaoke
before?
You did do it?
Yes. That's when I realized I can't sing.
What song?
I was like, I don't sound like Britney Spears.
You thought you sounded like Britney Spears?
I thought I could pull it off.
You thought in your head.
Yes.
When you drive in your car and you sing,
yeah,
you think, I sound exactly like Britney Spears.
Exactly.
Hmm. So what song did you sing at this karaoke
fiasco? I think it was like Hit Me Baby One More Time. Oh. It was back in the day.
Hit Me Baby One More Time.
It was so bad. It was so bad. Someone recorded it.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Like a video recorder?
Yeah.
So it still exists somewhere?
No, I'm pretty sure it got deleted immediately.
I bet we could track it down. Let's track it down.
Let's not. So it's been a hot minute, not as long as we have waited, but we haven't done a Wrinkled Sheets podcast in a while.
This isn't the first one of the year, though.
I don't remember.
We're confused. Because I know I did a 9-minute version of my podcast yesterday.
Nine minute.
Just because I wanted to go.
It's
2018 and I have to get something on my website. So I did a little, I promise I'm going to do more of these. I kind of, in my startup for mine, I said, I worry about getting guests, you know. And then sometimes my guest falls out, and then I don't do one. And then I go, I sort of say, I should probably do it like the way I did when I first started it. Just me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the days that I can't get a guest or don't, you know, a guest cancels, I'll just do it myself.
I bet people would enjoy that.
You think so?
I do.
Do you ever, you don't do yours when you do Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine. You don't do yours by yourself.
No, and so I've been having a lot of my...
Your guests cancel.
Yeah, a lot. I'm down to like 2 regulars.
That's why I told you need to hit up some celebrities.
I know.
Have you done it yet?
No. I'm shy.
Uh-huh.
I'm very shy.
Uh-huh.
And like when I do have like authors, like aren't even celebrities, but they're people that people may know.
Uh-huh.
I get so nervous. I'm like...
What is there to be nervous about? What are you thinking that they're...
I don't want them to feel like I'm wasting their time. Their time is valuable. Mine is not.
Well, how would you
in
be,
my head?
How would you be wasting their time at all? Are you afraid of your questions wouldn't be good?
Right.
Or?
Like I can come up with some fun questions. You've taught me that.
Yeah, and there's no bad questions.
Right.
As long as you don't ask basically the same questions. So how did you?
And that's
get
the thing.
The
so
idea for your book.
We've had some authors on the Two Girls in a Bottle. We've had I think 3 in the last year.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of fun. It gives me an excuse to read a book most of the time, if they give me enough time to read. But then I'm like, okay, what are some, you working with the people that are promoting them, you're like, what are some things that we need to touch on?
Yeah. Don't usually because, the promoter that contacts you sends
yeah,
you a sheet.
And those are all the boring questions.
Well, just kind of look at those and spin off your own questions.
Yeah.
Just kind of write.
But like, say the Jenna Elfmans of the world, not that they ever would. She's on The Walking Dead now, so she doesn't even know who Steve and Janet are.
I bet you could hit her. I bet you could hit her. But, since she's done my podcast, I bet she would do yours.
Yeah, but you're somebody. I'm in
you, okay,
recruiting.
Well, if you're going to put it that way, you're married to somebody.
Yeah, but nobody wants to be that girl. So, yeah, I don't know. It freaks me out. It does.
So I got, I wrote... Chad Brock the other day. Remember, you know Chad.
Yeah, she said yes,
and
right?
She said yes. Yeah. So he said he wants to do the podcast.
You have all these people.
I know.
And you've been home for how many days now?
Several days. 3-4 days.
To learn to manage your time home better.
I do. And I get into doing other things. Like I've been doing the video, like the video characters and stuff. Like I wrote one and shot one today.
Right.
And I did that. And I was running some errands and stuff. So and you know how I am about making appointments. Like I need to set appointments.
Right.
And I went earlier today and did the microderm abrasion.
And you're the only one that can set your appointments.
I know. And I need to actually set those. Like I got that email from Katie.
Another person that wants to be on your podcast.
Oh, I can't think of her last name.
You need to work on that before
Katie Hopkins. Katie Hopkins, yes. Who was on Celebrity Big Brother UK, but she is a columnist in the London newspaper, and she's on Fox News all the time. I got her. She said that she would like to do my podcast. I got excited about that one. I got excited, but I haven't been able to nail down a time for her. No, could not right at this point because I follow her. And she's in on assignment in South Africa right now, on an actual journalistic trip. She has not said on the stuff. So
on the stuff,
on their stuff. Yeah, well, you know, when you follow somebody, you kind of like a lot of times you'll tell me, "Hey, did you see such and such did something?" I go, "Nope," because I don't follow them. Like, you know, because you do all that stuff now. You're like Instagram stories and Facebook stories.
It's the time suck, man. I wanted to talk to you about that on the podcast. So okay. I used to be all about the Snap.
Yeah.
And that was more, well, I started off in Snapchat land with friends. And then I discovered you could find celebrities on there.
And they're doing their stories.
And it's actually them, right?
Yeah.
Unless they don't, and then I quickly unfollow. Luke Bryan, you suck at Snap. Like, it's all, like, his promotion and stuff. I'm like, I want to see some Luke Bryan. Like, his wife is really good at the Insta story.
Mm-hmm.
But I love the Snap, and then I got into the whole celebrity land. And then I totally, like, was like, I'm not doing Insta story. I got the Snap. But then I got into Insta story. It's right up there. I'm pointing right to there. The top of the room, because it's right at the top of the screen. I love Instagram. I love the visual. It's like not having to read a book. You just look at pictures, right?
Yeah, I do like Instagram. That's one of my favorite
And Busy Phillips, apps. Who is from Cougartown.
I follow her or try to, but when she does like 38
I know.
38 of the Instagrams, Snapchat,
you guys.
Whatever. I'm like, oh my, I make it through about halfway, and then I'm like, next.
Of course, you have the Kim Kardashians that do, like, it's actually her. I don't understand how they get the Snaps, the Instas, and the everything aligns. Like, I'm like, how?
Well, they have to have a crew. They have to have somebody follow. Because if they're doing Instagram,
follow them with good lighting.
Snap.
Let's powder your nose.
Well, I bought that nice little ring lighting that goes on your phone.
Yeah.
And I actually saw that from one of the people that do those kind of Snap stories.
Mm-hmm.
But now, speaking of the Kardashians, while we're on this, huh?
Are you going to be mean?
No. Did you see that she has now been accused of cultural appropriation because of her beads?
Yes. She came out and she had hair that she related to being like Bo Derek.
She says, yeah, like
Bo
Derek.
She's like, hey guys, I did the Bo Derek braids, and people
are like.
Which
is from the movie 10.
Right. People are like, no, Bo Derek did not do that. Those are. And
Bo Derek did do that.
Yes,
that was in the movie.
And that's what she was.
That was her reference,
to.
But they're all like, she's a culture vulture. She's a cultural vulture. Those are African braids. Those were started because of such and such. She's already taken our men. Now she's taking our hairstyles. I was reading all that stuff on the.
Wow, you were.
I know. I like to, when stuff goes bad, starts to go, I will read an entire, like, 300 posts. Talk about a time suck. Do you ever do that when you just start reading every post and it'll say, like, 19 replies to that? Then you start reading those replies and you're like, wow, this gets uglier and uglier. But you're not one to follow ugly. I think if it starts to get too ugly, you'll stop.
I retreat. I become a turtle and I go into my shell. But I did see where she posted the braids and Lindsay Lohan commented and was like, I'm confused. And Kim Kardashian immediately commented. No, I think it was Perez Hilton posted something about, what do you think of Kim's hair?
Yeah.
And Lindsay Lohan jumped in, I'm confused. And Kim Kardashian immediately jumped in because if you watch the Kardashians, she's constantly, I think she monitors herself. She needs help. And she jumped on and she's like, the thing I'm confused about is, where the heck did your accent come from? Because she comes back with this like
a British accent.
Yeah, something like that.
She's been living over there or in that area.
And I get with the accent because it's a lovely accent, but I don't want to side with Lindsay Lohan.
You get you're doing the Madonna thing every now and then. I catch you talking
you're like,
in a British
Hans.
pants? Why are you putting on your pants?
I need to go put my pants on.
Yeah, we go. And I'm like, have you been watching Fleur's videos on YouTube
again?
But she
had a baby, which is, congratulations, Fleur, because I know you're an avid listener of Wrinkled Sheets.
Well, you should promote her. Yeah. People don't know, say where to, what it is and where
Fleur
to find
Fleur DeForce
her.
Is, she does lifestyle, beauty, all of that on YouTube, but follow her avidly. She had a baby a couple days after Christmas, and since then she has some pre-recorded videos that post once a week, and she said in a recent video she's getting ready to go back to 2 times a week, which is like, ah, I miss my Fleur. I love her.
I don't think people really that don't do it don't realize that when you start watching these people's vlogs, mm-hmm. they become your reality TV.
They become your best friend. We've talked about this on the podcast. They become like your friends.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I wonder what Fleur and Mike are up to now.
Yeah. Like, we're starting to get that on ours.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, well, you've seen it. The people that are asking the questions and like, oh, my goodness, how's your brother? You know, your brother was in the video and that kind of thing. And, oh, my dog watches TV, too. Does your dog do that? And they're asking questions about it. I think people start, you become their keeping up with the whatever you're doing. The McGrew kind of thing.
Keeping up with the McGrews.
Yeah.
I'm a McGrew now.
That is so weird. You got your Social Security card with your name on it.
Yes. And so I immediately took it into work today. And I was like, name change.
Did you
beaches.
Show people?
No, I have to take it to them. So they'll change all my like,
paperwork.
And then I can change my work email. And then I can start saying, hey, this is Janet McGrew calling from Orica. But right now I'm saying Janet Blair because my email is still Janet Blair.
Oh.
Do you understand?
Yeah. Yeah. So when did they change your email?
I don't know. It hasn't happened yet. But I just did this today. I got my Social Security card yesterday and I was like, ah!
That was loud.
I'm sorry.
That was really loud.
Usually you tell me to speak up.
No, that was, no, I know. It was also, but when you just go, ah! Oh, I pegged it too. Sorry.
Oh, good. Have you been watching Celebrity Big Brother UK this week? Because I have not.
I have not. We need to keep up. We'll do it tonight after this.
Yeah.
But
we got Grey's Anatomy. You need to be home more. Our TV watching is getting affected. And then we binge watch The Ranch.
We totally binge watched.
I did not
binge watch
even...
the entire, what was it, 10 episodes or more?
Yes. We watched 9 in one day.
Uh-huh.
And I don't even know how we did that. Like, time-wise, I'm like, that math doesn't
We watched
add
some
up.
In the morning. We watched some in the afternoon. We watched some at night. And then I said, do you want to watch this one? You go, no, let's save it. Then we came back the next day.
So
boom,
predictable.
It's over.
So predictable. I was not satisfied with this season's ending.
You weren't?
It was so predictable.
Oh, because
we both kept saying,
called it.
Up,
don't
up,
do this. It's not a sure thing. Don't do it.
No. And then.
Yeah. Well, it was the only way it could have been a worse cliffhanger, and this isn't a spoiler.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yes, if something happened with Dad.
Yeah.
That would have been you know, because I thought that was going to be the cliffhanger.
Sam Elliott goes away and, yeah,
and the show's over. No, but I'm saying not go away, but I'm saying the cliffhanger when he got sick, if that would have been the, like, end of like,
had they
does
ended
he live
the season,
does he not does he
had they ended the season when he started when he passed out
that's what I mean, that would have been the cliffhanger.
I would have cried. That was probably a good time to end the season. I don't like where they ended the season.
But you'll watch it when it comes back.
Oh, of course. But I'm just like, dang it, I could have told you, Colt.
Now they're gonna write out Danny Masterson, the brother
Rooster.
Yeah, Rooster, who I think is a great character on the show.
But he has several people coming out and saying he...
I know. Now, this is what sort of bugs me. Because even though people have come out and said something, there's never been any proof.
Didn't someone get in trouble because they were approached at their kid's soccer game? An executive from Netflix was approached at their kid's soccer game about the whole ranch ordeal. And he was trying to coach his kid's soccer game. He's like, we're not going to do anything. We don't believe it.
Oh, I hadn't heard this one.
And then the person that he told that to, it went viral and oh my God. And he had to come out and apologize. I think he may have gotten fired.
I don't know. I have to Google
and
that.
And then within a week after that, they said they were writing
But
Rooster
still,
out.
That's still the point was, it was accused years ago. There's never been any charges filed. He was, you know, they were investigated and nothing happened. And I just think it's turning into such a witch hunt and very sensitive. And I just think, I'm not saying somebody's not right or wrong. That's not my point.
Right.
I'm just saying there's so much of this going on right now that I think you should still wait until somebody
should be innocent until proven guilty.
And if he's proven guilty, then remove him from the show. But just to everybody go, oh my God, somebody accused, get him off the show.
Bye.
Do you know
Ashton
what I mean?
Ashton Kutcher is great, but the pair
together, the brother die.
But Sam Elliott makes it.
That's true.
But dear Netflix, please never show him in his tidy whities again. Thank you. Love, Janet.
You covered your eyes when Sam Elliott walked out in his underwear.
Sorry, Sam Elliott. Not a sex figure to me.
Really?
And
I thought he looked pretty good to be 71 years old.
Like, no, I don't want to see that. Nope.
Well, you just like to see the Instagram of Kardashian naked.
Kim?
Yeah.
No.
You were like, look at this. She's naked.
I was like, look what she posted. Like, I was a little, like, taken back.
I think... So here we go, spin back to the Kardashians again. Crap. I think that follow-up picture of her naked with the braids was a distraction from the other picture of just her hair and her braids. Like one of those, like, we'll talk about this instead.
And they haven't been.
They didn't? They didn't go, ooh.
I haven't heard anything. Maybe they have, and I just haven't been following. But I haven't heard anything about her topless photo. I did look at the comments under that, and people were like, so shameful, how could you be a mother and post crap like this, and blah 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 blah.
Well, it's nothing new though in this day and age for her right. to do that.
She has a great body. She's worked really hard to recover from two pregnancies.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, go girl.
And then the third one, she said, screw it, I'm not doing it. Somebody else can do this. I worked too hard to get this body back.
Right. What is it? Chicago? Chicago West. That's the third child.
Chicago. Chicago is like a murder capital of the world. Crime-ridden city.
Isn't it a play? Chicago.
But it's based on a crime-ridden city.
I know.
Jeez.
I don't know. I wonder what the significance is. I would like to hear that. Kim, call me.
Yeah, because you're such an avid listener of this show. Please, somebody that listens to this show, please tell Kim she must immediately call Janet or get in contact with her through our website.
Well, we were talking about Celebrity Big Brother UK, and Malika, who I only know because I watched The Kardashians. Yeah, I do. Don't judge.
I am judging.
I only know her because she is Khloe's friend on that show.
Mm-hmm.
And she's on Celebrity Big Brother UK.
And I didn't know who she was when they started doing the announcements.
I know, you were like, I don't know anyone on this season. And then I watched, I was like, Malika? But of course you wouldn't know that. But you didn't know Genuine, the pony song?
No, I knew the name Genuine. I didn't know the song, even when you played it. Oh, this was the hit? Nah, don't know.
I
just knew the name because I've seen it around places.
It's only fresh in my mind because it was on the Magic Mike Double XL.
Mm-hmm.
And that was like one of the standout scenes.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Because Channing Tatum was dancing to it on a Tool.
Well, now America's going to do the Celebrity Big Brother, and you're.
I know. Okay.
You're disappointed in that.
I was not. I had no expectations. But then my husband sends me this link. Janet, you're going to be so excited. Britney Spears is going to be on Celebrity Big Brother US. Oh, my life is amazing.
Well, that's what I saw on Evil Dick's.
Well, Evil Dick
Twitter.
Lied.
Evil Dick did lie, apparently. And now that I've been following his other tweets, he's like saying all these people are confirmed that aren't. And I think
yes.
he's just messing with people.
So the people that are confirmed are Omarosa, who was on The Apprentice.
Mm-hmm.
Mark McGrath from Sugar
fly,
Ray.
Wanna fly.
Shannon Elizabeth from American Pie. Brandy Glanville. Who was married to the person that Leanne Rimes is married to now.
Oh.
And Leanne Rimes and Brandy Glanville go
all
over Twitter.
Still?
And Brandy was on, I think, Real Housewives.
Hmm.
Meta World Peace, who's a
basketball
former...
player.
Okay, thank you. James Maslow.
Don't
the
know
Big Time Rush star.
Don't know that at
What's
all.
What's Big Time Rush? Is that a group? Is that a show?
No idea.
Kesha Knight Pulliam, who is from
The Cosby Show.
Yeah, Rudy Huxtable.
Mm-hmm.
Wonder what, if she'll have anything to say about Bill.
Oh. We must watch and find out.
We will watch and find out. Marissa Jarrett.
Who?
Weinoker, the Hairspray Broadway star.
No idea.
Eridana, Miss Universe from 2015.
No idea.
Chuck Liddell.
The Ultimate Fighter.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ross Matthews. I remember watching Ross on the Jay Leno show. Ross on the Street.
Hi, Ross. This is Ross. Hi.
And I guess recently he is on RuPaul's Drag Race.
Mm.
So Celebrity Big Brother US premieres February 7th on CBS.
They should have gotten Perez Hilton again. They should have done for the American version. They should have gotten Perez because he was so good on the
but
British.
But he couldn't do what he did on the British. You know, US TV is
tamer. He's got to be so much tamer.
The FCC regulates, yo.
That's why I can't wait to watch and compare the two, because I think that's what makes the British one so good.
I don't want you to compare, because it's not going to live up.
It's not going to live up.
No.
No. But people, if you're not watching Celebrity Big Brother UK, you should. Just, I know it's kind of, you won't get it on anything in America except YouTube. And then sometimes you have to actually follow it on YouTube. You actually have to go, oh, they took this site down. I need to find out who else is putting it up. But this year's been pretty good. This year has not been, like, cross your fingers, knock on wood. Whoever's putting it up has not been
because I know they probably look for that.
Yeah.
Remember last year? So I don't like any of the videos. I don't share them. I just watch them. I'm like, do not draw attention to this channel.
Well, speaking of YouTube, I got a second strike on YouTube.
How many strikes do you get?
You get three before they remove your account. You get three strikes in a three-month period, I think it is. Or is it a one-month period? I have to look. But anyway, remember that I made the Tide Challenge, Tide Pod Challenge video?
Yes.
They gave me a strike for the Tide Pod video. And
they didn't watch it.
They didn't watch it. So they gave me the strike. And then I redid it and put a new ending on it, and I put it back up. And I got a second, I got another strike. But I said to them, watch it, because this is an anti-Tide Pod challenge. It's an anti. So they took the strike back. They actually said, okay, and put the video back up. This morning, I got a second permanent strike for the video that's already been approved. And so I wrote them again and said, you guys have already done this with this video. And the strike says it's because of nudity or sexual content in a video. It's a Tide Pod challenge. I wrote back.
Did you take your clothes off?
No, you saw the video.
I'm just kidding.
That's what I go. So you guys have already approved this. I'd like the strike removed. So I need to wait and find out. They have not written me back for this one. But apparently people are just complaining about the video. About every few thousand views it gets, somebody complains. So I wrote them, when I did write YouTube back, I go, if you remove the strike, I'll remove the video.
Hopefully they'll respond.
Yeah. But that's, what do you think about the Tide Pod Challenge anyway? What do you think of that?
Why? The Tide Pod people had to update their packaging to prevent children from accidentally swallowing them. Why are teenagers thinking, oh, it's a good idea, let's swallow soap?
Well, how are teenagers that stupid is what I want to know.
It's all about the number of views. They're trying to get they're trying to get attention.
Right.
What can I do next that will be crazy?
Right, but you can't be that stupid to think I can do something that can kill you.
They don't understand. They think they're invincible. They're at that age.
Think they're paying any attention to all the people that have already died from it? There's already been several died. There's been, you know, like organ failure from it.
I think kids are dumb. They're just, that won't happen to me.
And it does.
Right. I'll just drink a lot of water after I do it. I'll make myself vomit after I do it.
Stupid.
It's stupid. It's just like the cinnamon challenge. People, like, died from the cinnamon challenge.
Did they? I don't remember that.
Yeah, they like...
I remember the cinnamon challenge.
They choked.
How much did they put? How much cinnamon you could keep in your mouth?
Yeah, they would inhale it and then they would suffocate.
Oh, because I only remember really watching Glozell's.
She's crazy.
Which is and it was just coughs of smoke coming out of her mouth.
Speaking of YouTube, mm-hmm. you've been following the Grace. Grace Helbig?
Oh no! What's going on with her?
I'm worried about her. I don't like Brooks.
Well, say the whole thing. You can't just be.
So she's dating a comic, Brooks Wheelan. How do you know him?
I just know of him because he's friends with a friend. He, you know, had like 6 degrees of separation.
Oh, gotcha.
He is a friend of a friend.
Oh, gotcha.
So I don't know him personally.
They seem to be hanging out a lot more. Like, I don't even see like her girls hanging out with her anymore.
Really? And you worry her because of that? Well, you know people that once they get a boyfriend, they're done. You know, like, oh, that's my man.
That's silly.
You know people like that, though.
I do.
And maybe she's had such this hard time keeping a guy. Do you not like him? Is there a reason for this?
They seem to drink a lot.
Oh, on the videos?
No, maybe not always on the videos, but they're usually drunk. Like, you can tell.
How can you tell?
Well, they'll make reference to, like, being
like Jenna,
out of their
like
mind.
Julian and Jen?
I stopped watching them as much. I don't listen to their podcast anymore.
For the same reasons or what?
I stopped relating. Does that make sense?
No, because you're talking is like short
These
bursts.
These are people that make so much money that they just sit at home and do nothing. And they make money doing it. That then their videos end up evolving into things you can't really relate to.
Like, what are they doing that you can't relate to? That's what
I'm... sitting around watching video games all day long.
Are they watching or playing video games?
Both. They do the, what's it called? The flick, whatever. There's like a YouTube world for video game watching.
Like, it starts with a T. Twitchy or something
Twitch,
like that?
Yes.
Twitch, or.
And I don't relate to that. Do you still watch them?
I do every now and then. I watch Julian's vlogs because I think he shoots a pretty good vlog. His camera work and the stuff that he does. But
I stopped.
Well, if you stopped, you're not really knowing what they're doing. You just got to a point that you didn't like them.
I think that, Jenna and Jesse broke up, right? And Jenna and Jesse was a glue for a lot of the other YouTubers that I watch, like Jenna and Julian. For a while, Charles and Allie were linked to them.
Mm-hmm.
And when Jesse and Jenna broke up, I'm not making sense. I feel like some of, like, I was like, why aren't they stepping up and being friends with them? You know?
No. Okay. No, go ahead. Try to explain it, though.
But I feel like when breakups happen, you go to one side or the other,
you pick
right?
a team. Go with the one.
Right. And I wasn't able to pick a team, so I think I just kind of abandoned the people that I wasn't completely into that were a part of the Jenna and Jesse. But if you don't watch YouTube, you don't know what I'm talking about. So I feel like we shouldn't dwell on this.
We won't dwell too long. But you're a fan, though, still of Charles and Allie. Because I watched Charles and Allie.
Yes.
And
I think their wedding brought me back to them.
Ah. And I do like, and I know it's weird, is Alfie and Zoella. You like Zoella, but you don't like to watch Alfie's stuff. Is that it?
Yeah.
Or you don't like them together?
No, I like them together. She seems happy with him.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm a girl. I tend to relate more to the female.
I can see that.
Like, Alfie's is kind of guy stuff.
Right. And I guess that's why I kind of watch.
And I don't have time to just sit around and watch YouTube videos all the time.
Well, one of the things I've noticed about YouTube that we haven't been doing as much is the challenge stuff.
It's like, not as popular
it's
anymore.
It's not as popular as it was, but a lot of people seem to like that. On our videos, the stuff that we did of the
Give me some ketchup chips from Canada.
The
taste test.
The taste test videos are the ones that
you were in
that
Canada
keep going.
This last year, and I did not think to tell you to get ketchup chips.
God.
I know.
I was only there for a short period of time.
I bet you could have ran to a 7-Eleven and
got
found
some ketchup chips.
We have some Mexican. Is it Mexican?
Yeah.
Mexican candy?
I found it on eBay, It's a whole, it's from a company that puts together boxes, treat boxes. And it's a complete box of like, 20, 30 different treats and candies and chips and stuff from Mexico. And we were going to take the taste test, but both of us are
on diets.
On diets. I'm trying to lose 20 pounds.
Seriously trying to lose.
I can't fit into clothes. There's a pile of clothes in the living, in our bedroom that I cannot fit into. So my goal is to drop 20 pounds and not eat a box of 30 candies and chips.
But you ate a whole bag of popcorn last night.
Well, that's
popcorn. When I say
that's
bag,
popcorn.
It's a massive bag.
Well, it's no worse than getting a box of popcorn at the movie.
Right, which you shouldn't do.
And I didn't have butter on it.
It had sriracha. Sriracha. My brother was just here visiting, and you guys had the shared love of spicy.
Mm-hmm. I don't understand
good.
How he likes spicy and you don't.
I don't know.
Where did it, did y'all not get served spicy foods as a kid?
I remember, like, when we were growing up, it was a big deal when we went out to fast food. And when he would choose Taco Bell, I would choose McDonald's. And Grandma, who was usually the one,
would
go
both?
To both.
You would drive through both?
We would drive through McDonald's.
Uh-huh.
And then go sit in Taco Bell because it was newer and nicer. And they would eat their Taco Bell and
in,
I would eat my McDonald's.
In McDonald's? Nobody ever came over and said, y'all, you cannot eat your other
people's
fast food.
No, because two out of three people had the Taco Bell. And I was a child. She could totally been like, she's allergic or she doesn't like spicy. It wasn't until I was in college that I discovered the bean burrito. And then it evolved from there.
But still no spicy. Still no. I've got it. I've tried. I like you're starting. You'll taste something with a little kick now, like ginger or. But you won't. Won't still will not do spicy.
I just don't crave it like you do.
I have to have the flavor no matter what. Because the other day you were. Did you even taste that before you put anything on it? No, I just knew it needed hot sauce. Like you made your grandmother's spaghetti recipe, and I said. Should I taste this before I
yes,
put anything
so you
on
understand.
It? So I know what the grandma's recipe was.
And did you like it without?
I did. I liked it without. It had a nice flavor. Mm-hmm. Whatever that seed was you had to
anise
track down.
Seed.
What's it called?
A nice seed, anise seed. It's A-N-I-S-E.
That thing.
Yeah.
That was pretty good.
Yeah.
But then I said to you, wonder what this would be if you made your grandmother's recipe and then added sauce because that recipe
it's
had no
not
sauce.
A lot of
sauce. No sauce. It was like meat and flavoring.
Right. We could, and my brother had a good point. We could double the sauce and keep the noodles the same, mm-hmm. and that might make it saucier.
But you wouldn't want to just add a little bit of sauce to it?
I think it would affect the taste.
But it might be an interesting outcome to try it one time.
Yeah.
Just make it and then add a little,
we're
little
on diets.
Prego to it.
Pasta's not on it.
It's true.
I've been trying. I've been really trying. This
what are we
last
having
month.
For dinner tonight, anyway?
We're having fish and salad.
Yay!
Yeah. That's the
How
plan.
Much do you need to lose or want to lose?
20 pounds.
You too.
Mm-hmm. That would be awesome.
Is it because of clothes that don't fit?
I'm just not happy with my body. Like, I woke up this morning and I was like, I feel disgusting. I want to be in a onesie and go to work.
Like a muumuu?
I'm just not happy in my body.
You think that's cubicle life?
Yes. Yes. Because, like, when my brother was here and I was off work for an entire week, almost every day I hit at least 12,000 steps. Okay. Cubicle life. I'm at 3,990 and it's 6:43 p.m.
Wow. And how many calories does it say that you should have burned or would have burned?
I don't have that readily available. But my heart rate's at 69. I feel like that's pretty good. I'm chill.
That's chill. You want your heart rate up, though, because you want your heart rate to
burn. At 140. 140 burns ideal for me at my age.
Is that from when you put in your bicycle? I'm on the bicycle.
No.
Enter your age. Enter your...
I have a personal trainer at work, and we all got a free 30-minute consultation,
uh-huh.
and she said 140.
Now, how do you reach 140? Do you have to walk at a certain
no.
pace to get that?
Walking doesn't get me there. The elliptical does.
Elliptical.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I would love an elliptical in our basement, but...
We have a treadmill. It's right behind me. You've moved it to face the TV set.
Yes, I have goals. I do.
What? How long ago did you move it in front of the TV set?
Like a week ago.
And you've used it?
Well, that's none of your business. That means it's zero.
Okay! Okay!
Oh, goodness. You know what's coming up?
What?
Valentine's Day.
Oh,
don't worry. You're on the road. We're not celebrating.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But I want to talk about your thoughts on Valentine's Day. You think it's silly?
I think it's a good day. People should do it. I just think that too much emphasis is put on the day. Like, it's so big to some people. Like, every day should almost be Valentine's Day if you care about the person. But I do think you should celebrate it by a little extra. But I think there. The pressure on some people is so big. Like, you know,
I feel like
he didn't get me anything but this for Valentine's Day.
But I feel like the pressure happens on newer relationships. Don't you think?
Maybe. What I want to know is all those stuffed animals at Walgreens.
Do not give me a stuffed animal.
Who are those for? Do you see the whole aisle of stuffed animals for Valentine's Day?
They're for the 16-year-old boys.
Is that what that's for?
That are buying presents for their significant other.
Just massive amount of stuff. I love you lions and gorillas and...
Yeah.
Dogs and rich hearts and the... Did you ever get any of those from boyfriends?
I dated a person in... Boy. In high school that was... a rose giver.
Mm-hmm.
So I got a lot of roses. Stuffed animals?
A rose giver?
Yeah, like every payday, he'd give me a dozen roses. I got to the point where I got sick of roses.
Wow.
Yeah. But he worked at a grocery store that had a florist, and I'm wondering if he got a discount.
Or if they just said, go throw these away because they're a week old.
Yeah. But other than that, no, no.
Huh.
Not a stuffed animal. I just think they're silly.
What about the chocolates?
Definitely not now at this age. My metabolism can't handle them. My mother was always all about the chocolates.
The Queen Anne's. The Queen Anne chocolate with the liquid cherry center.
That is my weakness. Someone gave me a box for my bridal shower gift. Because it was Christmas season and it was readily available.
I was shocked that Walgreens did not have any
Queen Anne's. And the only box that we found at Walmart was like a 5-pound box.
Of Queen Anne's.
I was like, oh no.
And
no,
if you have to give your Valentine a 5-pound box of Queen Anne's, you might want to give her a subscription to a gym.
Yes. That's mean. Yeah, I love Queen Anne's. That's from my grandma, though.
You said she had the ability to eat.
One a day. We would always give her the bigger box, the box of 24, and I lived with her. And I watched her. She'd eat one a day.
And then put the box away.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, how do you do that?
How did you not get that willpower?
I don't know. I don't have it. I really don't. And she was 80. Like, it's not like she was trying to, like, catch a guy.
What you got in the mail, was it yesterday? Like, an 8-pound bag of banana candies?
A 3-pound bag of Bananaramas that I am not opening. I have now gone a day with no Bananaramas in my life. I just look at it. It's on top of the refrigerator.
How many calories are in one of those?
I don't know.
How about if you just ate one?
I can't.
One banana
a
day.
I have no willpower.
Take one banana candy right before you go to bed.
I can't.
And just let it melt in your mouth. See, that's probably the key is you let it linger more than just... Now I need another one.
It's addicting. It is so addicting. I'm Googling. Bananarama calorie. You can keep talking amongst yourselves.
Oh, I'm sorry. We can I'll just take that dead spot out. I thought you were about to speak. That's what you haven't found it yet?
I'm looking.
That's what they're called, is banana ramba candies. It's not just banana flavored candies or.
So 1 gram. How much is 1 gram?
A gram.
But how much, you think 1 banana is a gram?
I don't know.
It's 4 calories in 1 gram of banana ramas.
I don't know how much a gram is. I mean, I know what a gram weighs. I don't know how many bananas are in it. If anybody knows how many banana grams are in, maybe that's why they're gram. Do you say banana gram? What are they called?
Banana rama.
Banana rama. I'm so confused. Banana grandma rama. Rama damn banana in your grandma.
I don't even know what you're saying.
I don't know what I'm saying either.
But they're the banana piece of the Runtz mixture. But you can buy them by themselves.
And they're so good.
And they're like,
they're like $19 a pound at the Fuzzy Wuzzy Candy Company or whatever.
Yeah, but you can get it on Amazon for like $15 for 3 pounds.
You need to tell, when we went to Manitou Springs to just have lunch, walk around and shoot some vlog. There's a candy store. We go in and she's like, oh, they have bananas. So you got...
Well, first we went into 1 candy store that wasn't a Fuzzy Wigs.
No.
It was like a mom and pop candy mm-hmm. store. And I took all the bananas that they had. It was like a pound and a half.
See, she has a problem, people.
I do. And it was like $12. And I'm like, that's fine. That's fine.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
So then we're walking around. She finds the other one.
A Fuzzy Wigs.
And you're like, oh, they have bananas too.
They have bananas.
So she grabbed one of the bags.
I load up on a bag. I probably got about 3 pounds.
You just loaded the bag up. And you like hand it to her and she says, $29?
Yes. And I was like,
oh, you're like, oh, okay.
Here's my card.
Here's my card.
Let's not do that again.
And you were like, as you walk out, you go, I'm not doing that again. I go, well, if you thought it was too much, why didn't you say something to her?
Because it was my fault for not being attentive.
Of actually checking out the price ahead of time. Mm-hmm. Or would you ever do something where you'd go, oh, never mind? Have you ever been at a cash register? Because you see stuff at a cash register sometimes. Like people go, oh, never mind. I don't need the canned ham, I guess. But have you ever said, that's just too much, I'm not doing it, right there at the cash register?
No.
No? Would you ever do that?
Maybe. Well, like if it rang up like 20 times what I thought it was, yeah. Like, oh, let's take that back. I thought it was $1. It's $20. Nope. Yes.
Okay. I'm just, because you were like, oh, I wasn't going to say anything. It's my fault. I just didn't know if there was some point
what
you'd
was
go
it?
Like,
one thing
I'm not doing that.
I bought some like sliced meat from the deli and it rang up like $50. You weren't there. But it was for you and I was like, whoa. Will you notice that you just rang up deli meat for $50? And she's like, oh, that's not right. And I'm like, no. So they went back to the deli and figured it out.
So you did catch that and stopped it.
Yeah, you guys got to pay attention when you're checking out.
I never look at my receipt walking out.
You really should.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think, because I, like last night we went out to eat with my sister and her husband because it was my sister's birthday.
Happy birthday.
And, you know, then we both got the checks. And I noticed that Keith, like, looked down the check.
Mm-hmm.
And I just opened up, looked at the total, threw my card down.
Mm-hmm.
And I do. That's how I always do it. I guess should I be more like, oh, they got you for 3 drinks instead of 2, you know, that kind of thing.
Yes, because like my brother and I went to the liquor store the other day, and they accidentally rang up his 6-pack of Corona twice, and I was like, you need to take that extra $6.99 off.
You saw it happen, mm-hmm. or like immediately?
Mm-hmm.
Deet, deet.
And he's like, oh, so sorry. Yeah.
Huh. I need to pay more attention to that kind of
and
stuff.
And like
though.
I've been going to a clinic to get my vitamin shots and such, and they accidentally charged me twice. So they email me the receipt. They don't give it to me right mm-hmm. away. So I get home and I was like, what? No. And so I text the person. I was like, I got charged twice today. Can you fix that, please?
Did they fix it?
They said they were going to. I haven't checked my bank statement.
Uh-huh.
I have another
appointment. So you have not done the follow-up action that needs to be taken.
I haven't received an email that said, here, you got a refund. I have an appointment with them on Saturday. If I will check my bank statement by then. If it hasn't been fixed, I'm done.
Speaking of shots, I don't know if anybody else is doing. What is the name of the shot that that you do. It's a B. It's like a B complex with something.
With a fat blaster. Something or other. Yeah. I don't know.
And I did that too with the Denver weight loss, the whatever we did. And so when I went to get my last shot the other day, they said, would you like more? And it's cheaper if you want to do them at home.
What?
Yes. See, they didn't tell us that last time. This may be something new that they're doing. It's like $20, $30 cheaper if you would like to get these shots and do them for yourself at home.
I don't know if I could do that.
You put them in your thigh, she said. In your thigh.
No.
You couldn't do it?
Mm-mm.
You couldn't watch yourself give a shot?
I don't mind getting a shot.
Uh-huh.
But I go to my happy place. I just sit there and wait for the poke.
Well, I told the lady, I do give the cat his insulin injections. I probably could do that myself. So I'm going to think about it.
Okay, you think about that.
But you wouldn't do it.
No.
To save $20, $30.
Nope. I don't know that they actually do anything.
Really?
I haven't seen results from them. Hold on. Will you hit pause? Hello?
Okay. We're back.
Wrinkled Sheets.
We're back.
It's Wrinkled Sheets.
We're starting over. That was my son calling.
Yeah, and he never calls. So I was like, we need to see what's happening because
he called you
calling.
And not me.
He called you first, but you don't answer.
I never answer. Well, my phone was face down. Bring her off. He was calling to check on my mom.
Your 90-year-old mom.
Yeah.
Who's in Houston.
She, I knew this earlier. She was not feeling well. My brother was taking her to the emergency room.
Which is a big deal when you're
90. It's a big deal, yeah. Because they originally thought she had pneumonia, but she doesn't have pneumonia. But they want to keep her and run some tests, so they're going to admit her into the hospital. Well, apparently my sister had already posted this on Facebook. So my son saw it on Facebook, and he's like,
What's wrong with
Mama now? What's going on? Is Grandma okay? So, yeah. At this point, Grandma is okay.
She's okay.
She's just not feeling well and getting tests run.
Right.
So that's what the whole... Could we pause that for a second, Liz?
Yeah. I wouldn't pause it for a lot of things. I was like, what? Dylan never calls. What's up?
Yeah, when you call, I'm like, what's wrong? What's
wrong? I called you today when I was at work.
And I'm like, is everything all right?
I got an email from Apple saying that I had a $50 app purchase. And I was like, why didn't Papa do that, bruh?
She freaks out. She calls me.
I had just given you my laptop, and you had actually asked me about my Apple password yesterday.
That was iCloud password.
Is it the same thing? Yes. Oh. And so I was like, well, maybe he purchased something for the podcast. Before I call Apple and dispute it, I'm going to call Steve. So I'm like calling Steve while I'm looking at this email. And then I realized
I go, check the email. Click on the email and see where it's from. And she's like, oh, okay, never mind. Where did it actually say? What did it say?
It was a weird, long email. It didn't make any sense.
Yeah. One of those. It was definitely not from Apple.
Right. So beware if you're an Appler.
Because they'd say, we'd like to verify this purchase.
No, it said, here's a receipt for your purchase.
Ah.
And I was like, what? 50 butt? Speaking of your son, he's a big Eagles fan.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know this, but the Eagles are playing in the Super Bowl this Sunday against the Patriots.
Yeah, here's how I knew that. this is how I knew it, because apparently one of the Philadelphia Eagles has said, if we win the Super Bowl, I won't go to the White House. That's how I knew.
Didn't that happen last year or the year or basketball?
That was
or
some football thing.
Okay.
I think. I don't keep up with sports that much. But a reason I know that is because I read that today and a lot of people were like, well, then I hope you guys lose because of you saying that before you even know whether you win or not. You know.
Tom Brady's a superhero. He gonna kick your ass. I'm just kidding. I don't really know what's gonna happen.
So your son
is a big Eagles fan.
Yeah, he lives in Denver. Lived here all of his life,
but his
born
mother's
here.
From Philadelphia.
His mom's from Philadelphia, and I guess just through osmosis, he picked up being an Eagles fan.
You know what?
He's
I'm
never
excited
been a Broncos
about
fan.
When it comes to the Super Bowl.
What's that?
Justin Timberlake's doing the halftime show.
I hope he has a malfunction in his wardrobe.
There's a group. I don't know who, but some group came out and was like, an open letter to Justin Timberlake. Please make sure your halftime show is family friendly. But wasn't that an actual malfunction when he accidentally pulled Janet Jackson's top?
It's down? Never been proven one way or the other, and everybody thought it was very weird that she had on a nipple guard. Have you ever seen the picture?
Oh, yeah. I was watching it live.
Okay.
I was like,
okay. What? And he reached over. It's very obvious. He reached over, if you see it.
I just really love him.
I think it'd be amazing, though, if she did make an appearance. Like an unnamed.
Janet Jackson?
Yeah. She doesn't have to do the wardrobe.
I think it'd be amazing if Britney made an appearance. That's not going to happen.
Yawn. because of the, but I'm talking about the callback of the whole right. Super Bowl thing was to get the publicity for her to just rise up out of a thing and then do the song without the malfunction.
Didn't, you know. Isn't she pregnant or just having a baby or something at 50?
I don't
She's
know.
Probably on bed rest. I don't either.
But you want Britney because they dated? Is that it?
Yeah. Like, all of us, like, Justin Britney fans. Sorry, Jessica Biel. I know you're an avid listener of Wrinkled Sheets. But.
Yeah. And you and Kim Kardashian.
Sit around and listen to our podcast. You flash back to the night. Was it 19-something, 1999, when they came to the VMA Awards in the all-denim outfits?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what happened to them? What broke them up?
Well, if you watch there was some show on TV that was like loosely based on the Britney Spears story.
Uh-huh.
It showed her and him having issues, just him being a diva, her being a diva, which they were so young. And they were both like superstar status.
And then he went on to become a superstar and she went on to do this little Vegas thing.
Little? Like $300 million?
Is that what it was?
She got a key to the city. Like, yeah. And now she's taking Piece of Me on the road.
Are you going to go see it? Will it come to Denver?
I don't know. Probably
You've
not.
Already seen it, though, so it doesn't matter. You went to
Vegas
to
see it. And
I had
really good seats. So she'll probably, if she does come to Denver, it would be Pepsi Center. And like Pink's coming to the Pepsi Center. And
Pink will actually sing her songs.
You know what? Why do you hate everything I love? Pink, like I looked at tickets and they're stupid expensive.
Kind of like why I'm not going to see the Eagles when they're coming to town.
Yeah.
I'm not paying $300-$400 for a ticket.
One of my girlfriends tagged me in because Luke Bryan is coming to the football stadium.
Mm-hmm. And he sucks on Instagram, so I'm not going.
No, I saw him at Dick's Sporting Goods Park here a couple years ago, and it was great. I paid $125 for a ticket.
No, thank you, ever.
And for the football stadium, it's going to be like three times that to get seats that decent. And I'm like, I don't want to. I just don't want to.
Tickets need to go back to being really affordable.
Mm-hmm.
I think they've tried to put so much into these shows where like, we're 18 trucks and we're this many crew and the light changes. How come the Beatles could show up with their instruments and be one of the greatest bands ever and tickets were $5? You know, I think it just needs to go back to, if you're that good of a musician,
mm-hmm.
play your songs and people will enjoy that.
Right. You don't have to have the pyrotechnics.
You don't need to have 18 dancers behind you because, you know, if you can actually sing, people aren't watching the dancers. They're enjoying the songs.
I don't think Luke Bryan has dancers.
I know, but I'm saying in general, yeah. These giant ticket prices.
It's silly. It makes me so sad because I was talking to because one of my coworkers was like, hey, Janet, we got Luke Bryan coming. I was like, yeah, I saw that with Sam Hunt and someone else that's cool. And I was like, but it's the football stadium. I think it's Mile High is the name of it. I don't want to pay $300 to sit in the nosebleeds, you know? Just not.
Not doing it.
Not my jam.
I think the Rolling Stones were the ones that I paid the most for.
That would be worth it because they're, you know, if Elvis
I'd never
came
seen
back
them
to
before,
life,
never...
I'd pay $300.
Yeah, and I did it at a, was a silent auction for a charity that was two tickets and... Like, yeah, I've never seen them. I've got to go. What if they don't tour again? And they've toured twice since I saw them. But I think I paid like $300 for
two tickets.
Yeah.
That's not bad. That's really not.
And that's ridiculous. $300. That's a car payment. That's a house payment for some people.
And that's why, like, artists like Eric Church that are working really hard to prevent scalpers and stuff, like, you have to be like, yeah, you're awesome, dude.
Yeah. Thanks for doing that, dude.
Dude. You're making fun of me?
Oh. Well, did you have fun tonight?
Oh, yes.
Did you have another?
No. No, we're good.
Oh, good.
I got to talk about Justin Timberlake being in the Super Bowl.
Oh, all right. Because we got to our wrap-up point, and I thought, well, this is perfect. We had a nice little podcast tonight. We're going to actually have something to put up for the people. And this is, you know, I got to thinking the other day when I was doing my videos and our vlog stuff, is that I think when you get in the habit of doing something like the vlogs, something else falls away. Like, we haven't been doing this as much because we vlog every day.
And right, I'm sitting here, I'm like, should we have the camera going?
Yeah. Well, and that's what somebody put on my podcast that I put up yesterday. Somebody goes, I would really like this if you did the video podcast. Because a lot of people are doing that now.
So we both have our laptops open, and they both have
facing cameras.
And I was sitting here thinking, maybe I should do Facebook Live. If we both did Facebook Live when we did the podcast, like, you did it to your people, I did it to my small number of people, and they could still hear you. They just wouldn't be able to see you.
That's true. We might try that one time. That's not a bad idea, with both laptops at the same time, your mm-hmm. Facebook Live, my Facebook Live.
Yeah.
All right, let's try that one time. Next time. We'll try that.
It'll be a plan.
All right, cool. Well, tell everybody how to find us.
You can find us, wrinkledsheets1@gmail.com, wrinkledsheets vlog on YouTube, wrinkledsheets podcast on Facebook. Steve McGrew, just Google. He's everywhere.
Yeah, that's what I always say. Just Google Steve McGrew, and you'll find me on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and all the stuff.
All the places.
Yeah. I ran into a guy. I think you thought it was odd in Hot Topic the other day.
I wasn't there when it happened.
You came in like right after it happened. And this really super nice guy, he follows me into Hot Topic. And he goes, are you Mudflap? Because that was my radio DJ name. And mm-hmm. I go, yeah, I am. And he goes, I thought that was you. And he goes, I saw you walking across the courtyard there. And he goes, we're big fans. We saw you on the cruise ship.
Oh.
And that's how we discovered you. Mm-hmm. And now my family loves, we watch you on YouTube, and we follow you on all the social media stuff. And I go, oh, well, thank you. And I just thought that was really nice to run into people like that. It's nice to meet somebody mm-hmm. that recognizes you from your work.
And I have a lot of people that will be like when I started my new job, it took about a year for people to start going, wait, are you marrying Mudflap? Yes, I am.
Why? Why?
Well, I don't make it a big deal. Oh, they're asking me why I'm marrying you.
Why?
Oh, that's crazy.
Well, at least that's people that know me from the radio. I just think mm-hmm. it's interesting when somebody doesn't know me other than seeing me perform on a ship.
Yeah, that's to a become small world moment.
Become a fan. You know, they see you, look you up on the internet, and then become a fan. I love that.
That's a small world moment. Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, thanks for listening. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time. Hopefully, we'll see you. You will hear us next time on Wrinkled Sheets.
Bye.